All right, welcome back to the School News Podcast here on MPS Voices and Jazz 88. And it's such an exciting time of the year because we are talking about the Let's Roll MPS happening here in less than a week now. We're recording this on Friday, October 3rd. And Jenny Borden, who's the Active Living Coordinator at Minneapolis Public Schools, is here to talk about Let's Roll MPS. Always an exciting event to chat about. Jenny, good to have you on again. I love talking about this with you. We do this like twice a year because you guys have this event in the fall and in the spring. And we were kind of joking before we started. It always seems to coincide with our member drive here at Jazz 88 every fall and every spring. And I have to imagine this is a pretty exciting time for you, a busy time, I would imagine, but it has to be pretty exciting as well.
It is. And just thinking about you and your drive at Jazz 88, I'm about to send the email to the volunteers, and I always just swell up with gratitude because it's 40 or 50 people that come together to make this event happen. And some are staff or community members that come year after year, and some are new people. And it's just, it always really lifts me up. And I hope that you are feeling the same way as you do your drive.
Absolutely. And of course, we always appreciate everyone that donates and contributes to Jazz 88. It goes a long way towards what we're able to do on a daily basis with jazz and education and conversations like this that I'm having with you. It goes a long way towards making things like that happen. So let's get right into Let's Roll MPS. We have so much to talk about here. Let's talk a little bit about your job at MPS and your role and what you like best about it and all the things that you do as you kind of prepare for an event like this.
Sure. So I am part of Culinary and Wellness Services. So we are the food people. We make breakfasts and lunches for our students. And our mission is to nurture kids through quality food and then also active living. And that is really where I come in. I'm the active living coordinator. And a lot of the work I do is around safe routes to school. And some people have heard of it, some people haven't. Really, really simply, safe routes to school. We're just trying to make it easier, safer, but also just more joyful to be able to walk, bike, and roll to school so kids can do that or wherever they want to go. So part of what I do, it's a lot. There's a lot of partners that come together for this. So sometimes it's education. Our bike education program is one of kind of our signature things that we do. Also working with individual schools on their walk and bike dreams. And then also working with partners at the city and the county and the state to help make street changes. So it's easier, it's safer, it's more comfortable for our students. So I love the diversity of the work, and I just really also love the people. It's star people, and I feel like we're all coming together in this kind of small way to make the world a little better. Our poster, our map and our poster, it says, you can go everywhere, and we're really trying to create that for our students. Like, the city is yours, and we want you to be able to move freely and safely and feel good and like you're part of it, so It's fun work.
I love that. That's so awesome. And now let's talk about Walk, Bike, and Roll to School Day, which is going to be on the same day as Let's Roll MPS, this coming Wednesday, October 8th. What exactly is, you know, for our listeners that might be new to this, what exactly is Walk, Bike, and Roll to School Day?
Yeah, really simply, it's a national holiday that just says, try walking or biking to school today. And it's really that simple. In MPS, schools may sign up and organize an event and have celebrations at arrival or sometimes even during the school day around Walk and Bike to School Day, but it really celebrates. It's partly try it out because some folks will find out it's easier than they think to walk and more fun than they think to walk, bike, and roll to school, but also a chance for communities to join together if it's not safe or if there's barriers or if there's places that it's not comfortable and a way to work together and make things better for our kids. When we make it better for our kids, we make it better for everyone. It's very simple. It's just like, it's almost like National Chocolate Day or whatever. This one is National Walk and Bike to School Day, and all over the state people celebrate, all over the nation people celebrate. It's even internationally celebrated.
What will schools get if they register to participate in the event?
Well, Minnesota, we have a Minnesota Safe Routes to School too, and they have a pretty robust support system. So they get technical assistance, they get posters, you get little trinkets and things like glow in the dark tags that can help in the early morning and the late afternoon when the light is lower, stickers. But mostly, I think people just find out it's fun, you know. Kids and families enjoy being together, walking together. We can call walking to school recess before school. And that's, I think, the biggest thing that people get out of it, but there is support as well in our state.
How many MPS schools and students typically participate in something like this every year?
Yeah, I mean, all total, it's in the thousands of students. 20 to 30 schools sign up on any given year. I think we're somewhere at 25 or so this year that have signed up. Not all schools even sign up. They just have been doing it year after year after year, so they might not even show up on the sign-up sheets. It's really becomes kind of part of the routine and the culture of a school.
I love it. That's fantastic. So we have Let's Roll MPS happening that same day, October 8th. Yeah. You know, I know you and I, we talk about this every year, but, let some of our newer viewers and listeners know exactly what Let's Roll MPS is.
Okay. So the Let's Roll MPS is a giant bicycle ride. Picture 200 bikers biking through our city, the streets and the trails together in one really long bike parade, bike train, bike bus, whatever you want to call it. Our students in fourth and fifth grade in Minneapolis Public Schools, kids learn how to ride a bike safely at their school, and they learn how to ride it safely on the streets and trails. Most of our schools do it during PE class. And so a number of schools, this is the fall ride is the Let's Roll Southside. So a number of our Southside schools have been practicing basically since school started. They've learned how to ride, they've learned the rules of the road, and they've learned how to ride safely, and they will be riding all together to get to the event. The Southside event is held at Sullivan Anishinaabe. So they will leave school, they'll bike over there, we'll gather, we'll have a little snack, we'll give some pre-ride directions, and then we will do this really beautiful loop that includes streets, trails. We are going to catch some of the river, some of the Midtown Greenway, and do it all together safely. It's a celebration of the work that the kids have done, the work that their teachers and the staff at their school have done, and then this whole community that cares about them as well. Every intersection, we have volunteers. The girls swim and dive team, TNT at Roosevelt and South, are also supporting as volunteers. We end up back at Sullivan Anishinaabe at the end. This year, we're also partnering to make it to include celebrations for Latino Heritage Month. So before the ride, kids will get the opportunity to decorate their bikes with flags from Latin American countries. We have a playlist on the route that will include songs in Spanish. And then back when we celebrate with a meal, you know, we're the food people. So we're serving our tamales. That's breaking news, actually. We always have served kind of the same Ferndale hot dog bean burger combo, but because in celebration of Latino heritage, we're serving our tamales. And then there's going to be an Aztec dance performance as well. So lots to celebrate and lots to look forward to next week with a Let's Roll MPS.
Awesome.
It starts at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
So it is an open event. So people can just show up and ride along with us, and they can definitely show up to cheer us off. If you show up at 3, you can cheer us off, and then you can be there to welcome us back as well. So people should check this event out. It's a great event.
Of course, it's coming up on Wednesday, October 8th, as Jenny mentioned, from 3 to 5 p.m., starting and ending at Sullivan Steam School, which is the address there is 3100 East 28th Street in Minneapolis, of course. So we're talking with Jenny Borden, who is the Active Living Coordinator at Minneapolis Public Schools. Just a couple more items for her. You know, Jenny, one of the reasons these kinds of events are so popular with the students of MPS is because they have the safer routes to schools. You kind of mentioned that a minute ago. But in fact, MPS and the city of Minneapolis just received the Vision Zero Award for youth, recognizing our bike safety efforts for students. I remember talking with the superintendent a couple of weeks ago about this. Really, really cool. Can you tell us a little bit more about the award?
Yeah, really exciting. So the National Center for Safe Routes to School, in partnership with some others, chose Minneapolis for this award. And it's really, the city was recognized for the changes that they've made on our streets to keep them safe. So the narrowing of roads, protected spaces, protected bike lanes, the reduction of speeds really comes out of this effort that's quite a serious effort called Vision Zero. And it's really saying we cannot accept injuries or deaths on our streets. We're partners with the city, and so we are recognized for the bike education and our pedestrian education that we do with students, and also especially our youth and our family engagement. Our Safe Routes to School program in Minneapolis Public Schools, we really rely on our student engagement, our family engagement to guide our program and guide what we do. And then we work with our partners in the city to help the dreams and the hopes and the barriers that need to be overcome with our students and our families as they're making street changes are incorporated in those street changes. And so we have actually been partnering with the city, both the health department and the public works team, for almost 20 years. We have a monthly group, a Safe Routes to School work group that we meet every month, and folks from our district and folks from our partners at the city and others come together, and we just keep moving the work forward. We try to address barriers and also be forward thinking. You know, at one point it was like, could you really bike with kids on the streets and trails of Minneapolis? And that seemed like a big dream. And now it's something it's commonplace. So we feel really proud. Our superintendent came out to receive the award on behalf of Minneapolis Public Schools, and the mayor was there. We had a great celebration at Whittier School a few weeks ago to celebrate this district award. And actually at the Let's Roll, the award is kind of a traveling award now because there's so many people that go into Safe Routes to School in Minneapolis Public Schools. Emergency management, safety and security, they're a huge partner. Transportation's a huge partner. The PE program and like the academics piece is a big partner. Community education, everybody. And so we will have the award there and want to kind of are like, we won the championship. We want people's pictures with that award as well. So if you come to the Let's Roll MPS event, you'll get a chance to check out the award and grab yourself a champion sticker if you care about these efforts.
That's so awesome. It's kind of reminds me of, I don't know if you're a hockey person at all, but it's like when the team wins the Stanley Cup, they get to kind of carry the cup around the whole year that they have it. They get to travel around with it. That's amazing. That's really, really cool. And kudos to you guys and your whole team and your whole group, and congratulations on that award. It's an amazing, amazing accomplishment. Another event that your team puts on is the Farm to School Community Barbecue, which happened this past Wednesday, October 1st, right outside the Culinary Center. How did that go? I talked with Maddie Taylor about it a week ago, kind of previewing it. But give us a recap. How did it go? I imagine it went really well.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I think Madison, the whole team here, put on a great barbecue celebrating Farm to School Month, kicking off National Farm to School Month. For me, I love the event and the vibe at the event. Everybody loved it. Like, everybody was so happy. We are cooking amazing food. So it showcases our work at Culinary and Wellness Services and the delicious things that we feed our students day in and day out. Then we also have our partner farmers there. So they're supplying the produce and the grains and the meats that were making these meals, and the people that grew the food were there as well. So we had farmers there that had a great time signing their trading cards, talking, answering questions about farming. Really fun to see our students and our families get to know our farmers. We also received a statewide award, the Farm to School Cream of the Crop Award, School District of the Year, from the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. So that was exciting. And then that led into the highlight for everyone, the corn shucking contest, where teams of special VIP guests and students compete together to shuck corn for 90 seconds and see who can do the most. And I don't know, have you heard already what the outcome of that
I haven't.
Do you know who won?
No.
Because I watched your video with the superintendent. The superintendent won.
Really?
So she did a great job. Yeah. It was really fun. It was a great contest and a great event. So it is something that we all look forward to, that piece of the event.
Congratulations to Superintendent Sales Adams.
Yeah, that's
amazing.
Yeah, I know, right?
It was funny. I was talking with her about, you know, she was talking about, oh, I'm going to get ready for this because I'm going to take it really seriously and be competitive.
Yeah.
And wow, she got it done. Amazing.
Yeah.
That's really, really cool. All right. Just wrapping things up here with Jenny Borden, who, of course, is the active living coordinator at Minneapolis Public Schools. So many fun things happening with MPS Culinary and Wellness. Where can people go to find out more information about, you know, really everything that you guys are doing and all the events you guys have going on throughout the year?
Sure. If you go to the Minneapolis Public Schools website, you can just search Culinary and Wellness Services and you'll find our department and you should find links to all of the things I've been talking about. If you want to see the photos and kind of the fun up to the minute, you can go to Facebook or Instagram and search MPS True Food. I just checked before we talked, there's already pictures of the barbecue up, so you can
awesome.
You can check out the pictures. You can see the pictures from the Vision Zero event and the Let's Roll information. Everything is there as well.
And the Let's Roll MPS event is coming up this coming Wednesday, October 8th from 3 to 5 p.m. starting and ending at Sullivan Seam School, and which is of course 3100 East 28th Street in Minneapolis. Jenny, I always love these conversations. It's such a fun time. The event is so cool, and I love that you guys are able to do this really twice a year in the fall and the spring.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. I know it's a lot of work, but I think when you see the end result, I have to imagine it's really rewarding. So congratulations on another year of doing this, and we'll talk again soon. I would imagine we're going to chat again in the spring when we get ready for the Let's Roll in the spring, too.
I bet we will. Yeah, really looking forward to the Let's Roll. Like you said, it's at Sullivan Steam School, Anishinaabe Academy, also a partner, and they share that school location. And we're really looking forward to it. Always a pleasure to talk with you as well. I appreciate you getting the word out